Okay, we're learning from Briti Shalom, from Rav Shalom Arush.
I'm not Rav Shalom Arush, but I'm reading his book. And we're all reading it together. I'm just reading it and translating it, okay? I have no chidushim here.
Ein knisa, no entrance. Kol echad tzarich lasim et ha'idiyah yisodit hazo b'libo. Page 89. Everyone needs to put this knowledge, this fundamental thing, to his heart. That what he puts inside, nirsham v'nechkak v'lo yotze misham l'olam. What he puts inside his brain is written there and it's engraved there and it never leaves. V'hineh hakol over derech shivat pneam nora. And we see that everything in the brain goes through the seven openings of the head, right? Of the menorah, which is the head, which are the seven openings that a person has in his head. Two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and the mouth. Oznaim.
Wait. So you're saying that everything that's in the brain has already gone through one of those seven openings?
Yeah, if it got into the brain, it got through one of the seven openings. True, there's another way for it to get to the brain.
Touch.
Yeah, but feelings. Yeah. Feelings.
But most people aren't sensitive enough for that.
No, but I thought, for example, how do you know fire is happening?
Temperature.
Either someone told you, right?
Or you get burned.
Or you got burned. So there's two ways of getting into your brain. Your brain will know that don't touch fire. How? Either don't touch it because your mommy told you when you were 4 years old, 3 years old.
Which is the ears.
Right, the ears, exactly. Could be by sight, you saw someone else get it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be by you yourself felt it. Anything a person hears gets registered in his brain. Yeah? Gets recorded in his brain. Therefore, a person has to guard himself. He shouldn't hear bad things. Lashon hara, nibulei pen, deot shel sheker, false opinions, like we said yesterday, vehevel. Because that's what he's going to have in his brain. And it will never leave. And what a person has in his brain, that's who he is. The dugma, for example. Adam sheshomea chadashot, a person which hears news. You know, if it was just burning the time, which is also horrible, because nothing more worth more than time. Time is the most expensive thing, right? Not because time is money, but time is life. But that's not the worst thing. The worst thing is the burning of your brain. A person puts into his brain nonsense and the confused explanations of situations or what the broadcaster decided to say that day. Shalom azkir b'shkachato shel Hashem. They don't mention Hashem's hashgacha pratis. All gets engraved, registered in the brain, and becomes part of it. And he loses parts of his brain on lies and nonsense. Hashem Hashem. Truth is, the radio called Barama, it's a Haredi radio here in Israel. It's called Kol Barama, it's a radio. And truth is, they do mention Hashem a lot. Even in the Chadashot, if something happened and no one was heard, so they say, Baruch Hashem, Hashem helped, and no one, that's what they say on the news. They do mention Hashem a lot there.
Yeah, but isn't it, wouldn't it be better to do the 5-minute news to turn off before they put the news on, not even to listen to the news at all?
Yeah, of course, much better.
55 minutes of good stuff, and then turn it off for 5 minutes.
Not 55, usually it's about 25, because the rest is, you know what?
Not advertisements and
yeah, those things, the advertisements. What do you mean? I see after
Gardner Moon,
I see Hashem and everything. Whenever they say the news, it has to be there's Hashem. This crazy government, they couldn't be stopped.
Like, what?
After reading the news?
What radio station is this?
What station?
What station you were talking about?
What number it is?
Right.
105.7.
It's in Hebrew. But usually it's halacha or shiurim
all day long.
Or songs, Jewish songs.
Is it good reception?
Yeah. 105.7 is pretty good. Yeah.
What's the other station? Another station.
Another station? Kol Chai? Shemira.
No, there's another one.
Kol Chai is the only other one.
What's the other station?
It's Ashkenazi, forget it. We're completely off.
I mean, is there anything with, you know, like music or.
Yeah, Kol Baramai has also a lot of music.
What number is that?
I said 105.7.
105.7, okay.
Not the one, you don't want to hear. A lot of Lashon Hara and Rechidu. Here they're more careful, a lot more careful. Rav Avadya said, like this station.
Is it his?
The guy who owns it, who opened it, who owns it, he's a talent, big talent. He's very close to it. So, no, I don't get paid by that.
Not advertising.
But if you read a year radio, that's what you should hear.
I bought a radio a year ago when they had the missiles, because I was really concerned.
Right.
But every station I get is static.
Static? What's static?
Bad reception. I couldn't hear it clearly.
You also live near the
Arab. You weren't supposed to hear it, that's what it means.
Yeah. Because my wife was very worried. She, the first time, you know, she heard the missile words, and she was terrified.
So, enayim, צריך לשמור את עיניו. The person has to guard his eyes. כי כל תמונה שרואה נחקקת לו במוח ונעשית חלק ממנו. Because every picture one sees, and every image he sees, he gets registered in his brain and it becomes part of him. אם הוא מכניס דרך עיניו תמונות של יחלוך ותינופת של תאוות העולם הזה, if he enters through his eyes pictures of filth, garbage, right? Of the titles of this world. Kol muklat u'munzach u'mokho. It's all recorded and munzach. It's eternal in his brain. Zeh ma sheyesh lo b'moach. That's what he has in his brain. Zeh ma shehu. That's what he is. Because we said that. What he has in his brain is what he is. Mashu kesach lechnis derech ha'inai. What does the person do have to put through his eyes? Zeh ma'ot shosim tov la'adam. Things that do good to a person. Right? Marot shniflot abriyah, he looks at, he can see a National Geographic, or, right, fine, yeah. It causes him to be amazed at Hashem's
creation,
fine, beautiful, right? See the sky, see the stars, forests, fields, right? Holy letters, pictures of tzaddikim, Ezra, you ever see Rebbe to Ezra's house? I'll tell you secrets. You don't see a wall, it's all pictures. Every day you buy a picture of a tzaddik, it's on a wall. Yeah? It causes a person to have a holy brain to see pictures of tzaddikim. There's no holiness in the picture, but there's holiness in seeing an image of a tzaddik. When a person guards his eyes, then his brain is sanctified and pure, and he can reach Hashem, he can cleave to Hashem. Hachotem, the nose. Adam tzarich lishmor et chotmo. A person has to guard his nose, and to carry tissues with him. Nah. What does that mean to guard your nose? Sefirusho lishamer mikas. To be careful from, to watch yourself from being angry. Because, yeah, nose is anger. Mikotzer ruach. A person who's angry is short breath. Angry, that's it. Right? Person gets angry at kfira. Yeah? Anger is short breath. Someone has patience, he has a long breath, he can take it, right? Ezra tells me, don't hold your breath. Right, Ezra? Don't hold your breath. What does that mean? You should have patience, hold your breath. Yeah? You have a long breath. If you don't have patience, don't hold your breath. A person has to be careful from smelling. He smells of perfume of women, which causes him sin, to have thoughts of sin. Yeah, he has to be patient. Irat Shamayim, complete emuna. Ruach Chaim, a tzaddik shel hador, spirit of life from the tzaddik of the generation. Be close to the tzaddik is also an aspect of nos. The mouth, a person has to guard
what comes out of his mouth. Everything is registered in the brain. And everything influences one's behavior. Moshe Ramak, Kotev, Sefer Don Baran, the Ramak, Moshe Kodover, the Rebbe of the Arizal, buried right next to the Arizal. He wrote a book called Tomer Dvora, very, very important book. And it says there, the Pasuk in Kohelet, Al titen et picha lachtid besarecha. Don't let your mouth give sin to your flesh. What does that mean? Shevadai lo medubar al dibur asur. Shadibur kazeu ba'atzmo chet. Of course, he's not talking about saying any words that you can't say, because that itself is a sin. Talking about saying things that might cause you to sin. Okay? From this we understand, a person has to be very careful in his speech. Even if it's not a forbidden speech. Because sometimes through speech we all come to sin, especially to Gama Brit. For example, a person who says something that can cause him to have you ravera. So also, if I already mentioned this, let's say in the shiur, we're being examples of all kinds of things. The person has to be very careful.
Not to say
something that causes himself or someone else to have you ravera. Right, a person says, yeah, and we said all kinds of things in the shiur that's not appropriate to say. Even if that itself is not prohibited, it's not a forbidden speech that he said, but he can cause other people to have thoughts or himself to have all kinds of thoughts, especially with stuff new, right?
Can you give an example?
We said in the shiur, if someone said here that it's someplace, something with the monkeys or whatever, or the donkeys, I don't know exactly. Tiyechu ba'alba?
No.
Ki wulech. Alba, Hamesh, huh?
The ped is the reverse of all the other rechushim.
The ped?
In other words, everything else you're receiving, kibel.
There's also kibul in God.
Right.
Food.
But what he's saying here is, in other words, everything else is make sure that you don't take in the bad things and you take in the good things. So by peds, what you're putting out.
What about nose?
Oh, also you're smelling. You're guarding yourself from letting the mushroom smell come in or come. But by the peds, going outward, you're actively. It's like a little different.
But getting back to the example.
Yeah. So if someone says something that causes other people to have bad thoughts, or causes himself to have bad thoughts, so a person has to be more modest in his speech also.
Come and look at this picture.
No. That's Eric Gosling. Nothing about that. A person says, for example, a person.
Something you're not supposed to see.
No, it doesn't say that. Come look at the picture. It just says, I heard of what's his name, betraying on his wife, and he went through this. Even if it's something known, if it's not Lashon Hara, everyone knows. Yes, let's say that. Why not? Yeah, people are like, oh, kind of yorim. Oh, yeah, I went out with this girl, but she was dressed with a miniskirt, Don't say that. Miniskirt, you say? Miniskirt.
Oh, miniskirt.
Yeah, don't say. You say that. It causes people to think, oh, miniskirt. Yeah. Right? I have to go by.
Certain words.
I don't want to say, okay, I'll give you a lot of examples.
Certain words set off a train of thought. That's what you want to say.
Exactly. Therefore, even the word itself is not a su. You have to be careful not to say it. You don't cause yourself and others all kinds of thoughts. Mm-hmm. Okay? Kama v'kama, yeah, a person has to be very careful. Lishamer midiburei lashon hara v'leitzanut. To be careful from speeches of lashon hara, of course, and leitzanut, mockery, making fun of everything, kfira, lichluch, filth, which they destroy one's midos. Besides the nezek that he causes himself, the nishma v'chatuk amoch shelo nirchak l'olam is kept registered in his brain, it's never getting rid of it. The guy who said the Roshem al Azulat, he was cracked at the Azulat. And if it causes someone else to sin, now he's a choyte umachti. He's sinning, and he himself is making others to sin. This is a lot more strict than someone who just sins alone. Therefore, a person has to be careful that out of his mouth will come only good things. Things that to give support. It's a different word. Encourage the other. Torah, Emunah. Because we do better. Those speeches, they not just that it's good speeches, they also make your brain good. That's why also very important, a person, when he has, even if he's having, going through a hard time, don't say bad things. Say good things. Instead of saying, oh, it's so horrible, oh, even if he feels like that, say, oh, Hashem, help me to get up. Use the positive. Besides the fact that the positive causes already everything to run, and also the fact that he's saying positive words, that's what you have in his head. When someone merits to purify, yeah, to sanctify the seven openings of his face, which is correspond to the seven branches of the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash, then he merits that the seven candles will light the face of the menorah, which is one's brain. And the fire will, the flame will just go up by itself. He reaches this shefa eloki, this shefa knowledge from Hashem, shefa shasagot bli akdamot, with no introductions, right? Suddenly you'll get this light from Hashem. Ad kdei ruach kodesh amash, until amash is ruach kodesh. And one will merit purifying the heart, that his heart will always be burning to Hashem. It all starts from one's brain. Kshamoach mitkadesh, when one's brain gets sanctified, then he merits to purify also the heart. That's the main thing. That is God, is Vekut Ba'Hashem. In order to merit Vekut Hashem, and to know Hashem, which that's the purpose of the creation of a man in this world. Al Te'arbev Et Adam. Kol Adam Ze Amoach Shelo. A man is his brain. That's a man. Right? We said that a few times. All his life, they go along according to what he has in his brain. A person is wondering, how come I'm always fighting with my wife? How come? A person wonders. This is also the only a result of what he has in his brain. All the ניסיונות של האדם בביתו. All the tests of a person in his house, with his wife, with his children, with people outside, he will withstand the test according to what, how much das he has in his brain. If he has nonsense, he has opinions of nonsense, emptiness, the kas, murder, retzach, right, anger, retzach, new, that's what's going to go outside, that's what he is. I heard that today there's a game on the computer in America or something.
What?
A game, a computer game. That, like, you become like a criminal, and they tell you orders, murder your mother, you murder your this, murder your that. Not that they actually kill, but it tells you all kinds of things, like what to do.
That game's been around for a while. It's a whole series. It's called Grand Theft Auto.
It has a short abbreviation.
Grand Theft Auto. It means
GTI. GTI.
Yeah.
Yeah, GTI is called.
GTA.
GTA. You heard of it?
Used to play it.
I heard of it yesterday. Someone told me about it.
It's a good thing to murder.
Yeah, they cause you all kinds of things to do. Like, you don't go do it, but it causes, when you do it on a computer, it causes you to kill in your head.
Actually,
somebody will do it after seeing this.
Yeah, but by doing that, there was a story there that a kid that one of the
was shooters,
his mother was killing his this, was killing his
one of the people that did a mass murder. Was playing that game night and day.
And, how can they permit it? Why didn't they make a law against it?
Because it's a major industry now. The whole idea of Adam is kill, murder, rape. I mean, what was he doing before He asked
for Yaakov. They were doing it behind closed doors, but now they're doing it out in the open. That's
right.
Right.
I mean, you have pornography out in the
open.
That's the
words that we said that
open.
We're not supposed to mention here.
I mean, this is Esav.
Yeah. אם אדם מזין את המוח שלו בדעות כאלה, if a person, the person puts in his head stuff like this, like can't get here, he says such calm things relative to this game, man. But they, you know, you're not supposed to, you know, you don't love the battery, you can't give up, not to give up, to
surrender.
Yeah, like not to share.
Give in.
Yeah, don't give in. Right, only through anger the music is here from inside. Okay. הילדים מבינים מה רוצים מהם. If they're angry, the kids don't understand. They have to scream at them. Yeah, that's what he's gonna do. And if he puts in his brain, no. If I want to teach, lo akabda melamed, I can't be strict. Divrei chamiya, if I want my words to be heard, I have to speak softly. That's how his results. Respond. That's how he's respond to the situations of life will be according to what he has in his head. דרך אגב, נביא כאן חידוש נאה ואחד הצדיקים, הוא בין החידוש ומון הצדיקים. ראשי טבעס עד הפסוק, דברי חכמים בנחל נשמעים, the words of wise men they heard softly, הם המילה בדחן. ראשי טבעס עד הוורד בדחן. They have a joke. I know a person should be used to saying jokes to people to get them into things. He says, Rav Arush says a joke or two or three before the shiur. Okay. Then he can teach them.
It's in the Gemara.
Okay. Nachon, Gemara in Bracha says it. Echad shaal oti. A person asked me, Rav Arush says, Ma kore ba'olam hazeh? What's going on in the world? So many cases of violence and murder. So I answered, what's it called? What's it called? GTI. No, that's not what he answered, because Allah has no idea that it exists. Maybe now he knows it was in America.
We're all looking forward to the story.
Yeah, we are. All kinds of horrible things. Hashem Yishmor, I told him, it's all a result. This is what he's saying. It's all a result of what they put the people in their heads, in their brain, the internet and other things. In the
whoops,
movies.
Whoops, in our whoops.
It's
from ballpark. It's good. Notice it's a big show. He said after there was an incident where some kid was a little wacky.
The whole story was a kid then?
Yeah. So he said it was off the internet. He said because this guy has... I didn't understand what he was saying, but he said that this is the Shoda show.
How much?
How a person can do such a thing.
In America, everyone has internet?
Yeah.
Not everyone has internet. I heard this
no,
company...
You're not in ballpark, but in America...
No, I'm talking to the Jews.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you do it? All I've been to?
Maybe not like in Borough Park, maybe a lot of filtered, you know. But a lot of them.
I heard that you could there's a company in America, you have to make an appointment for the doctor or whatever, everything for the internet now in America, right?
It's called internet addiction.
Yeah, so people there's a company you pay them like monthly and you call, they do all the services for you. Like women work there and everything, and you heard of this?
But they have whole industries for video games and how to kill people.
Exactly, that's what he's saying here. And this brings fire in the person's thing to be obnoxious, to be bad. And that causes them to lose their self-control. When they see all the time alimut, violence, a lot of violence, and achzariyut, which is cruelness. They never even come up to their mind if they wouldn't have seen it. Right? And that what puts in their brain, and that wins, that victories over all the good meters a person has, just as a human being. And people behave the way they have in their brain, and Hashem Erachem what people have in their brain.
The terrorists that did 9/11 were trained on video games.